As a kid, when Jennifer Ho was asked what her nationality was, she would answer Chinese-Jamaican, because she was. She lived in the States, but her father was from China, her mother from Jamaica. When she became old enough to realize that people were squinting to find the Jamaican in her face, she would continue on with, "My mother is from Jamaica, she speaks Jamaican, and she cooks Jamaican food." Well, Jennifer is now an associate professor of English and comparative literature at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Our contributor, Fred Opie, talked to Jennifer about her adult take on the intersection of culture, identity, and food.
Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, happy to be here.
So, Jennifer, tell me, how does food play a role in your Chinese-Jamaican identity?
I think food plays a crucial role in how I identify as Chinese-Jamaican. Growing up, when I would tell people that I was Chinese-Jamaican, and, you know, kids ask you, like, what are you, right? If you're not white in the United States, kids ask you, what are you? And I would say Chinese-Jamaican, and they kind of look at me funny, like, I'm not really sure if you look Jamaican, right? I mean, they're essentially saying, oh, you look Chinese and you don't look black and I don't understand. But for me, the answer seems simple because partly because I identify with the food that we grew up eating as a child. And the food we grew up eating was Jamaican food, but it also was Chinese. And so it was very common during family gatherings that you'd have stew peas, you'd have jerk chicken, but you'd also always have white rice and you'd have some type of sauteed greens and there might be some barbecued Chinese pork, some cha siu on the side. And the fact that these food items were mingling on the table, not in the kind of fusion-y way that we think of now, but just sort of existing side by side as representatives, I guess you could say, of my two different ethnic backgrounds was completely normal. And it really wasn't until I was an adult that I realized, oh, you know, my family was doing fusion cooking well before that became a big thing.
Can you tell me about how your family arrived in Jamaica?
Sure. Pretty typical, I think, story in the sense that a lot of, you know, poor people, when they don't have other options, they hop on a boat and it takes them someplace where they can make a living. And there is a huge Chinese diaspora around the world who have followed this path. And my grandfather was one of those people who ended up in Jamaica, I think largely because his family came from outside of Hong Kong, and Hong Kong was part of the British Commonwealth, as was Jamaica at that time. So there was an active trade route going between Hong Kong and Jamaica. And he came and he opened up a bakery in downtown Kingston. And it wasn't a Chinese bakery. It was actually a bakery that made things like hardo bread and Jamaican beef patties. So for anyone listening who knows about Jamaican food, it was the Caribbean Bakery, which when I run into people, they sometimes remember my grandfather's bakery, which is nice. And he proceeded to bring over a wife, my grandmother, from Hong Kong, from the same village. And she proceeded to raise 8 children in Kingston. And my mom was one of those children.
So they learned the whole trade or the artisan craft of making Jamaican patties, which to me is the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of Jamaican food. How about you? Is there an aroma that speaks to you of Jamaican food more than any other?
That's a great question. The smell of something stewing in the kitchen. And I don't know that I could point my finger and say that there's a particular spice, maybe a combination of allspice and scotch bonnet and some type of simmering beef. I think that would be what I identify with either oxtail stew or stew peas as being the scent of Jamaica and triggering memories.
Can you tell us a little bit more about stew pea for those that are not familiar with it?
Yeah, so it's generally beef. I can't think that it's ever been made with anything other than beef. So it's a beef stew. And it's very simple. It's beef stew that's been flavored with coconut milk and thyme, sometimes garlic. That's what I add. I don't know if that's a traditional thing to add. You typically should use part of a scotch bonnet or a whole scotch bonnet, depending on how spicy you like your food. And that's stewed down with kidney beans. That's what I use. But in Jamaica, you'd use something called pigeon peas, which is why it's called stew peas. And then You serve it over rice, or you serve it over rice and beans, which again in Jamaica would be pigeon peas, but here I typically use kidney beans. A lot of beans.
Very interesting, very interesting. Jennifer, I really enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Ho is an associate professor in the Department of English and Comparative Literature at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Fred Opie is professor of history and foodways at Babson College.